Emma Festchuk's love of history is especially piqued when exploring the role women play during the Second World War. Or for that matter, the decades before and after where women's rights were fought for and, in many cases, achieved. Simply put, the local teen's constant eye to the past offers no shortage of inspiration, which she's passionately put into practice. I feel immense pride. It's amazing how far we've come, and I'm just very happy to be able to do this, said the 15-year-old, a volunteer with organizations like Halton Women's Place, which helps those escaping abusive relationships. 50 or 60 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do this as a young woman. That last sentiment refers to her upcoming participation in International Women's Day, March 8, celebrations. In particular, this Thursday's Downtown Milton March, organized by the local chapter of the Canadian Federation of University Women. Part of a global recognition, the event will start at 10 a.m. at Hugh Foster Hall, beside Milton Town Hall, and see participants make their way along downtown Main Street. All are welcome to join in. Serving to empower females of all ages, the march also acts as a reminder of the progress made towards gender equality, and that there's still more work needed. There's good reason to see, around us in the society, the pendulum swinging one way and the other around women's rights, said CFUW member Marina Hassoun, who feels systemic discriminatory practices are still very much a part of everyday life. IWD and its related events, noted Hassoun, serve to unite women in both their struggles and accomplishments. Last June, the Canadian Association of Feminist Parliamentarians, led by Senator Mary Lou McFedrin, tabled a pledge for Parliament Hill civility in the wake of what many have called government workplace toxicity. That fact that this was needed reminds fellow CFUW member Elaine Reed of the challenges she faced upon entering the workforce, when she had to keep her mouth shut. You often accepted that it was just the way it was, she recalled. You just worked a little bit harder, you just put up with the remarks. Echoed CFUW colleague Linda Hunter, when I was working in some of the fields that were considered men's fields, you really didn't know what to say or who to speak to about any harassment.